This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2282. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 13th, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Guatemala, Indonesia, Japan, Korea South, Netherlands, North America, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Scotland, Spain, Sudan, Sudan South, Taiwan, UAE, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In Australian DX News, Craig Seeger reminds us of a low-power Australian station. Probably hard to hear anywhere else, but you can use a remote in Australia. It's on 4970 Station X in a place called Wewa. That's W-E-E-W-A. January 31st at 1709 UT, humming along nicely with Suspicious Minds by Elvis. I never expected this operation to be so consistent, but very happily proved wrong, he says. And Peter is one of our valued ARDXC members as well. Last week we had news that Radio Voz Missionaria Brazil was missing from 9665. It had been off the air for maintenance, but it was back on February 11th at 0728, but still could not accuratize its frequency. We measured it on 9665.13. Also measured on that frequency by Walt Samaniv in BC at 0615. And at 0607 UT, John Jurasek in Central Florida was also reporting 9665 again, but still not heard on 5940, was on 11750. Rolfi Grimm then informed us that Voz Missionaria in Camboriú, Santa Catarina, Brazil, back on the air but not sure if it's permanent or a provisional technical analysis. 11750 was on the air, but 5940 still silent. And more Brazilian news. Ron Trotto in Illinois says, on February 8th at 0310, I was hearing a Brazilian on 4805. Lots of ideas as radiodifusora do Amazonas, but I lost him at 0315. Since then, many of us have listened for it but heard nothing, although I had a suspicious, barely audible carrier on 4804.3. It had been off the air for a number of years, and it was last loaded in 2017. Perhaps they came on just briefly for a performance test. Its successor station is on FM 96.9, supposedly only, with a website, difusora24h.com. Canada Non is scheduled for Radio City, the station of the cars, via Rusty X. It's on the third Saturday of the month, such as February 15th, at 21:30 to 22:30 UT via AM Italia on medium wave 1323. And a different program on the fourth Saturday at 9 to 10 UT on channel 292 Germany 6070 and 9670. Radio Atlanta Cuba seemed to be making a comeback, but it's not on every night. In the Michigan ARA tip sheet, Ken Zicke reported February 5th at 0515 to 0600, in English on 6,000 kHz. But still muddy modulation and hum, coupled with some of the accents, meant only marginal intelligibility. And on February 10th at 0443, I was hearing them active on 6,000 in English, and the modulation was not very bad. Still an accent hard to understand. I'm wondering if their mailbag show still exists. The previous schedule had it on UT Mondays at midnight 45, 2:45, and 4:45. And also UT Thursdays at midnight 30, 2:30, and 4:30, but the time was always quite variable. So I was checking for it on UT Thursday, February 13th. 6,000 was on the air, but dead air only, no modulation, and a signal from Turkey was peeking through underneath. There are three Ethiopian stations on 49 meters. February 10th at 0445, I had a weak signal on 6090. That was probably the Amhara State Radio. Should have been much better on sign on at 0300. 6110 is another Ethiopian frequency for radiofauna, not heard at that time. And then there's one on 6030, which Ron Howard often listens to via a remote, since it's blocked over here by Cuban jamming and Radio Marti. He does report 6090 coming on at 0252 UT, February 12th, using that remote in Addis Ababa. The interval signal plays for 8 minutes. But on that occasion, he says, there was non-stop repetitive instrumental music and no announcements, all the way from 0300 to 345. Filed under Europe because of location uncertain, a report from Tim Bucknell in Congleton, UK, on 23999 USB. Radio 99, an anti-vax pirate. He says Paul Logan in Northern Ireland tipped me off to this oddity. A loop of synthesized voice reading a short anti-vaccination message, audible weekly, with a sudden signal improvement at 12:25, and switching to anti-Ukrainian and pro-Russian propaganda. Also an occasional bubble jammer on the frequency, 23999. In the world of Radio IO Group, we've had quite a discussion about stations still using interval signals. This from Mike Cooper in Georgia. I run across the REE Spain interval signal regularly, and I hear a Yankee Doodle at the close of VOA transmissions. But it's a shame the interval signals are not there before a broadcast. He says, I noticed that Radio France International, when it shifts beams and frequencies, does not do so at 58 or 59 minutes past the hour, nor does the programming accommodate a break at that point. They used to run music or promos for other shows from 57 or 58 until top of the hour. With RFI, I hear carriers drop about 30 or 40 seconds past the hour and then return 30 or 45 seconds later. So even if the frequency is not changing, just the beam, a listener loses the most important story in the newscast. Or a new frequency comes on late, after the top story. He says, I have not heard an interval signal from RFI in decades. I particularly miss any attempt by most broadcasters to inform shortwave listeners of times and frequencies during broadcasts, as VOA and BBC used to do. These days, many just start and end a transmission in mid-sentence with no explanation. All this is part of the self-fulfilling decline in shortwave listening. Don't post program schedules or frequencies online, such as VOA. Call your output a podcast instead of a radio program. Don't start transmissions late or end them early and abruptly. Don't run an interval signal a few minutes before a broadcast so someone can be sure they are on frequency to hear a program that starts at the top of the hour. It's a wonder that we bother to listen. Mike Cooper concludes, I always felt interval signals were a welcoming note, sort of like drinks in the sitting room before dinner was served. Manuel Mendez in Spain says, hello, Glenn. Unfortunately, I think we will no longer hear Radio Verdad Guatemala on shortwave. I asked Dr. Madrid about the new transmitter, and here is his answer. In translation, I have very bad news. I was deceived and scammed enormously. I have just discovered that there is nothing left of the shortwave transmitter. It was all a series of financial scams that I have just discovered. There is nothing left of the transmitter. It is a great tragedy. Well, we tried to warn him about this. He apparently has also been scammed. He's supposedly having to pay $400 to continue with his Radio Verdad TV on YouTube, and he doesn't have the money. Ron Hard reports more anomalies at the Voice of Indonesia. On 4755, monitoring via the remote in Bandung, February 7th, there was no signal on 3325. But at 1317, the program was Indonesian, not English. And at 1406 in Chinese. At 1522, some other language, not English. However, on February 8th, again 4755, only at 1311, a commentary back into English. But it was a repeat of the same program he had heard on February 6th. He asks, why are all these new happenings going on at VOI? About Radio Nikkei Japan reactivated on 3945 as reported last week. More about that. Takahito Kabayashi explains for Ron Howard, This is Radio Nikkei's special live horse race broadcast from Saga Kyushu Race Course at 10 to 11:30 UT on February 6, 2025. It was live coverage of the 52nd Saga Memorial. So Mauno Ritola asks, so this broadcast is only once a year? In Australian DX News, Craig Seeger in Bathurst, New South Wales, reports an NHK feeder on VHF, a low-powered studio feed in narrowband FM, in and out but quite readable on Peaks in Japanese at 0611 UT on January 31st via trans-equatorial propagation. It was very worthwhile, and here's the frequency note, 38960 kHz. I expect more of those can be found around that frequency. Ron Howard observes from Asilomar State Beach, California, the latest frequency lineups for those South Korean clandestines for the North, as of February 7th. Voice of the People at 1414 was heard on 3840, 3910, 3930, 4450, 4560, 6520, and 6600 kHz. While Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH, at 1420 UT, was on 3985, 4885, 5995, 6250, 6350, and 7720. Walt Sominib in British Columbia was hearing the new frequency of Radio Delta Netherlands, 9800. February 9th, fair level in Damascus with ID and greetings at 1653 UT. He says, I'm always impressed with how well they are received here. And still going in even better on 9800, in English with many Radio Delta IDs at 1724. In CIDX Messenger, John Hudak in Dundas, Ontario reports, the infamous middle-of-the-road pirate that's been broadcasting for at least the past 2 years is still there every Sunday night on 1620 kHz, such as UT January 25th, at 0133. He says it seems the FCC has not caught up with them yet. I ask, how do you know it's in the USA instead of Canada, since I'm not sure this is filed under North America? In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports another odd frequency for a well-known pirate, Ball Smacker Radio, at 0159 UT, February 8th, on 4032 USB, and parallel to 6960 AM, with lots of music and their bowling ball strike sound effects. They went off at 0330, he says, 6960 AM, never attained a decent signal here. About the North American pirate on 11529.9, which had been known as Hikari FM, Ron Howard received another reply to his report of February 1st. This came about February 12th. He said, thanks for listening. The song was about romance or heartbreak I found on Nico Nico. I'm busy these days with college and a new medium wave transmitter I'm designing. If all goes well, I might start selling them like Stretchy Man. It is a more powerful spinoff of the one that I have going right now. I'm broadcasting on medium wave as well as shortwave. You can find me on 1710, 1620, or 1680. Right now it's 1710. I also have to rewrite the program playing the songs again for better randomization and less bugs, have to figure out a catchy ID and possibly change the station name. So there will be no station IDs for some time. I'm really bad with IDs, he says. It was a disaster this last time. I tried to use AI to change my voice because it doesn't sound good on the radio. I'm always on the air, at least for now, says what was Hikari FM. There are recent logs of it by Rick Barton in Arizona. February 8th at 1700, it apparently came on then, or just before then, with a woman presenter in Japanese and J-pop vocal music. Good reception, but disappeared at 1900. It was airing barely audible music on its signature off-frequency, February 9th at 1551. Then Rick Barton had it at 1800, but it went off at 1815, back on at 1840, past 2000 with rave dance music and a better-than-S9 signal. He had it again February 11th at 1700 in progress at TuneIn, still going by 1930, but faded out during the late afternoon. And on February 12th, he says, a much stronger signal than usual, solid and still strong after 20 UT. via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2282. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Michael Rosenbaum, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Our discussion of interval signals led to this interesting one from Mark Plummer, G0OIW, in the British DX Club. For those feeling nostalgic for interval signals, one can receive narrowband FM on 10 meters. Listen out for these. A repeater in Frontopstock, Switzerland, transmits the old Swiss Radio International interval signal. It's HB9HD on 29650, and then on 29670. RR3AAC, a repeater in Moscow, transmits the old Radio Moscow interval signal and a voice announcement with a typical accent in Radio Moscow English. He says the Moscow one can be heard most days here in southern England. The Swiss one is less commonly heard, it's too close, but should be more common as we head into the sporadic east season. Tony Pavick in British Columbia reports Republic of Yemen Radio via Saudi Arabia on 11934.9. February 6th at 0358, Sinon over time pips and music. A man spoke after 0400 with Assalamu Alaikum and news about Palestine. Scotland Non via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. Weekend music radios from studio in Scotland. The route says the relay on 6325 would be off the air until sometime in February, but their weekly two-hour program with Jack Russell is still heard via our station, Shortwave Radio in Germany, on weekends. At all these times, Friday at 21 on 3975, Saturday at 16, and at 21, Sunday at 11 on 6160, and at 16 on 3975, also at 23, and Monday at 23, all those on 3975. Token English from Spain continues to be missing from 12030 for the Middle East, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 23 UT, but fortunately, our North American frequency has stayed on 9690 with very good reception. However, there's a bit of a problem on Wednesday, February 12th. For about 12 minutes in the middle of the program, starting at 23:13 during an interview, there was double audio, making it unlistenable. The same thing happened on the web-only playback at 03 UT, but it was okay on the podcast. Embarrassingly, that was their special for World Radio Day discussing DAB+. Tony Pavick in BC noted some scheduling changes for the target broadcasts for Sudan and South Sudan. Mount Original of WRTH has the updated schedules. Radio Dabanga in Darfuri Arabic is at 16 to 17 UT on 15550 via France, while Radio Tamazuk in Juban Arabic for South Sudan is at 330 to 345 on 11650 via Madagascar, at 15 to 15:15 on 15550 via Madagascar. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says news in English is usually only carried on the 15 UT broadcast, on Tuesdays and Fridays only. But it's confirmed in the online evening podcast for the 4th and 7th of February. From radioinfo.asia via Australian DX News, Radio Taiwan International has launched a new book. This is dated the 5th of January. It's Shortwave Era, From the Cold War to Democracy, From Intelligence Broadcasting to the Voice of Peace. Let the world hear Taiwan's voice. No explicit info about where to get the book, but I suppose you could find it by searching on that very long title or part of it. UAE, Arthur Posner near New York says, WRN on 11785 appears to be drifting off frequency, 116 hertz above the nominal. This is on February 8th. And Alexander Myatnikov replies, it seems that different transmitters are used for the two-hour broadcast. There are switch-offs and ons heard before 16 and 16:30. One of the five units at Al-Dabaya, UAE, is always oddly aligned. Mike Cooper in Georgia has some comments about the Voice of America. I'm sick and tired of generalized statements about bias in VOA products. How does this bias manifest itself in English broadcasts? The hourly newscasts are rewritten newswire copy with correspondent reports from AP and Reuters. How are these newscasts on one side of the political spectrum? How much have they moved in the past 5 years? The only long-form news programs that remain on VOA English are the 25-minute weekday morning program to Africa, 5 days a week, the 25-minute evening program to Africa on weekdays, or 55 minutes on weekends, and 25 minutes of International Edition on weekdays. International Edition now seems to be down to one per day. There used to be morning and evening versions. Press Conference USA was quietly killed off last year. The disappearance of Daybreak Asia and iterations of Flashpoint were unremarked for many months after they occurred. Nobody seemed to notice that the same VOA newscast now runs for 4 hours, sometimes twice an hour. Issues in the News is now solely a discussion between VOA journalists, not the stimulating discussion between non-VOA reporters and columnists that it was 10 or 15 years ago. Mike says, I listen to VOA English almost every day. VOA programming output is meager and a far cry from what it used to be. There are very few VOA correspondents or freelancers. However, I do not hear bias in VOA English programming. Nevertheless, as Mike Barraclough points out, several news outlets are reporting on posts on X by Richard Grenell and Elon Musk wanting to close down VOA and RFERL, such as in the Kyiv Independent of February 9th. They call for shutting down U.S.-funded media outlets, Radio Free Europe and Voice of America. Shut them down. Europe is free now, not counting stifling bureaucracy. Nobody listens to them anymore. It's just radical left crazy people talking to themselves while torching a jagadollar per year of U.S. taxpayer money. Mike Cooper forwards a BBC monitoring roundup of Russian reaction to this. NTV said in a morning bulletin, these mass media outlets had been recognized as foreign agents due to spreading fakes. They've repeatedly attempted to besmirch our country. VOA and Radio Liberty are meaningless crap. We always said they're senseless, uninteresting garbage dumps, said a pro-Kremlin blogger. However, some bloggers cautioned against excessive gloating. Yulia Vityazova opined, these dumps will be replaced by others. They will always, anyway, keep being Russophobic and promote the American agenda as stupidly and clumsily as their predecessors. Uncle Bill Telford comments, unfortunately, this may take all the oxygen away from any possible serious discussion of ways these outlets could be improved or reformed. As the U.S. relationship with Europe evolves, for better or worse, it is doing just that. There is more of a need for a coherent U.S. voice, not less. Kari Kallio in Finland says, the world's largest operator of shortwave broadcasts must be China. If you put a search word CRI in SW Info, you will get info on 596 transmissions. If you search after the name VOA, you will get only about 134. If VOA stops broadcasting on shortwave, it will leave the playing field empty only for China. Is it such a procedure on the agenda of this new president? I would have thought the exact opposite of him. And Tom DF5JL in Germany says, not operating any foreign media at all is a statement. Cui bono. In any case, Russian government agencies are already rubbing their hands with glee. One wonders who represents what interests here. And by the way, if VOA should be deleted, what will they do with Kari Lake, who's been promised a job to head that organization? As a columnist for the Arizona Republic points out, E.J. Montini. Every so often we run across dead air from WWCR's overnight frequency 4840, such as February 10th at 0712. It was 35 over 9 of dead air, instead of Tombs, that is, the Overcomer Ministry Brother Scare. Tusk, tusk. We wonder how many hours this lasted. It's scheduled Monday through Friday from 0600 until 1130 UT. Mike Hoover forwards a report entitled AM Broadcast Radio in Motor Vehicles at the Congressional Research Service by Telecom's policy specialist Dana A. Shearer. It says more than 4,000 U.S. broadcast stations use AM frequencies. AM radio also supports national and local emergency alerting systems. Since 2014, several manufacturers have opted not to include broadcast AM radio in electric vehicles. Losing access in vehicles poses an economic threat to broadcast radio stations. Furthermore, some original equipment manufacturers have opted to exclude equipment to receive satellite transmission, such as Sirius XM. Several EV manufacturers assert that their vehicle model's electronic equipment interferes with the reception of AM broadcast signals, obstructing consumer benefits of AM broadcast receivers. FCC has statutory jurisdiction over equipment that can interfere with broadcasts. In 1980, it chose to exempt motor vehicle equipment from its licensing requirements, and that exemption remains in place. As of last week, Radio Vanuatu was missing from known frequencies, but on February 7th, it was reactivated on 9960, heard before 0700. Ron Howard says, I had more correspondence with Warren Robert explaining it had been silent from February 2nd. He must have checked on the situation as he quickly replied, asking me to now check 9960. Success. I thanked him for getting back on the air. This was at 0602 UT, February 7th. Heard via remote in New Zealand. And Chuck Albertson in Seattle says, Vanuatu seems back to a somewhat regular schedule on February 8th. Strong signal into the Half Moon Bay remote in California on 9960 until 0700, when it switched to 7260 in the middle of a promo for a touring evangelist. Yes, and I also have been hearing it after 0700 on 7260 once again. In Communication of the British JS Club, an article by Bill McDevitt about the station on 4940, now definitely known to be in Venezuela. Although he says this is conjecture based on my research, the location is in southwest Venezuela near the Colombian border in Apure State, Muñoz Municipality, Rincón Hondo Parish, coordinates 720 north, 69 west. And he quotes this from Rafael Rodriguez in Bogotá in January. The signal on 4940 has been strong recently. It does not have live programming, only recording programs. It has a segment in the Piaroa language, that's P-I-A-R-O-A, between 23 and midnight UT, sometimes from midnight to 01. Yes, I've also run across them during this native language instead of Spanish. I've been trying to locate a mystery carrier which sometimes appears about 810.6 kHz, heterodyning WHB-810 in Kansas City. It seems to be somewhere within the U.S. The propagation outlook from SWPC, issued February 10th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor storm levels on February 28th. Active levels on March 1st. Quiet to unsettled conditions in the remainder of the period. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 on February 28th. Quietest periods of 5 and 2 are February 20th to 26th and March 2nd to 6th. However, expect 10 and 3 from February 15th to 19th, also on the 27th and March 7th and 8th. 10.7 centimeter radial flux, rising from 180 to a peak of 205 on February 24th, 28th, March 2nd, 5th, and 6th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, hoping you'll hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2282 with a standard disclaimer.